Today we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Zayin and Beis. We're holding on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin and Beis, and once we discuss the issue of Hadan as Chaver LeKav Zchus that we mentioned before, the Gemara is going to bring a number of brisos relating to being done LeKav Zchus. So Tan Rabbanan, Hadan Chaver LeKav Zchus, Dan Yino Soldes Zchus. The person who judges others favorably will be judged himself favorably. There was a story of a guy who came down from the Galil HaElyon v'Niskaret to Balabai Sechon, and he was hired for work by a certain Balabai's Badarim in the south, Shalashanim, for a three-year time period. Erev Yom Kippur, Mamalo. On Erev Yom Kippur, the worker said to the Balabais, Tein Mishkari, I'd like to get paid, Ve'elich Vazan Asishi Vanai, and I'd like to go and give food to my wife and children. Amaloz, the Balabais says, Eini Mos, I don't have any money. Amaloz, so he said, Tein Liperos, give me fruit. Amalo, Eini, so I don't have that either. Tein Likarka, give me land. Eini, so I don't have that either. Tein Libehema, give me animals at least. Eini, I don't have that. Tein Likarmuksazos, give me some pillows and cushions. Eini, I don't know that either. Hifshel Kelev Zachorim, so the worker threw his stuff in his bag. V'halach v'deisol b'pachin nefesh, and he walked home dejected. V'achar regal afriyantav was over. Nutzal balabayis chorov v'yazol. The balabayis took the wages that he owed the fellow in his hand. V'imam masve shlosh ha'chamorin, and with him he had three donkeys laden, echot shel ma'achol, one with food, echot shel meshamol, and drink of echot shel minimagadim, and one with other delicacies. V'halach l'beisol, and he went to the house of the worker. Achar shachol v'shasim nasol schor, and after they ate and drank, he paid him amalo. When you said to me, give me your money, and I told you I don't have any, what were you choshed me? Amarti, shema prakmati bezum lizdam l'chav l'kach l'behen. I figured that you weren't liquid at the time because you found some sort of good deal and you had to use all your liquid money to buy whatever it was that you were going to be able to invest in. When you said to me, give me an animal, and I told you I don't have any animals, what did you suspect me of? I figured you had rented all your animals out. When you asked me for karka and I denied having any, what were you choshing me? I figured that somehow the karka was also given over to other people to work on. And when I said that I don't have any peros, what were you choshing me? I figured that the peros were all pebble. You never yet took shumas amaisos. I told you I don't even have cushions and things like that and sheets. What were you choshing me? I figured you were maktish everything was shemayim. Amar lo, so the balabai says ha'avoda kachoya. I swear that's exactly what happened. Hidarti kol nechas. I had taken a nether that all my nechasim should be muktish l'shemayim. Because of my son Horkinus, who wasn't learning Torah, and I didn't want him to get any of my money because he was a disappointment. And when I came to my friends in the south, he really called Nadarim. They were Matir my Nadarim. And just like you judge me, Hashem should judge you. Who redeemed a certain young lady who was held captive, Lamalone, and Ulamalone Hishkiva Tachas Margalosav, and when they came to an inn, she slept by the foot of his bed, the Machar Yared Vitavel, and the next day he went to the mikvah, Vishana Talmidim, and he taught his Talmidim. Vamalahem, Shashishkaftia Tachas Margalosav, Machashatuni. What were you choshed when I brought her to my bedroom? Amarin Shami Yesh Banu Tamashen Abadaku Rebbe. We figured that you didn't trust us, so you had to keep an eye on her. But then when I went to the mikvah in the morning, what were you choshing me? We figured that sometimes travel wearies, makes a person wary and it causes them to become a balkari. So this is exactly what happened, and therefore, just like you would done me lekapschus, Hashem should done you lekapschus. And a third message. One time, the Talmid Chacham needed something by a certain non-Jewish noblewoman. And this was a noblewoman that all the Gedolei Rami were always in her company. They said, who should go to her to deal with this issue? Rabbi Yeshua said, I'll go. Halach Rabbi Yeshua Talmid Rabbi Yeshua, and Talmid went Kim Shigel Pesach Beis, and they got to the doorway of her house. Chalat Tivu of Berichu Makom Arba Amos V'Nichnas. He took his tefillin took his tefillin off 4 amos away from the door, and then he entered. V'na'al hadalas b'fnehen, and he closed the door behind him. So when he came out, he went to the mikvah v'shon and talmidim, and he taught his talmidim v'amalhen, and he said to them, "Mishasha klasi tefillin v'mechashat duni." When I took off my tefillin in advance, what were you choshed that I was doing? Amarnu kasaver rebbe lo yikansu divrei kedusha makom tuma. We figured that it wasn't right that to bring in tefillin which are so holy into a place of tuma. B'shasha na'alti b'mechashat duni. When I locked the door so that no one could see me, you alone in the room with her, what were you choshed me? Amarnu shemet var malchus yishbein halaveda. That maybe there's some matter of national security or something that has to be discussed in private. When I went to the mikvah, what were you choshing me? That maybe some saliva came from her mouth when she was talking and hit your begadim, and therefore it was metame you. He says exactly what happened. And just like you were done, me lekavschos, Hashem should be done, you lekavschos. Good. We had mentioned in the Mishnah and Kufcha Vavim Beis that you're allowed to clear out full boxes of tevin and tevua for the sake of a dvar mitzvah. We're not choshesh for the tircha that involves, but the heter is only by kupos that are not muktza. So the Mishnah identifies how many minim or mutter to move around in what's mutter and what's aser. So the Gemara discusses meaning the Mishnah identifies certain things that are mutter and certain things that are aser. So Gemara discusses each of the items listed in the Mishnah, why the ones that are not muktzah are in fact not muktzah. So Mefan Truma Torah, we said Truma Tahora is not muktzah, and that's why you're allowed to move that around. So Pshita, of course not muktzah, it's perfectly edible for Kohanim to use. So Lo Tzricha, the Mancha B'Yad Yisrael. No, the Chiddush is that it's in the possession of a Yisrael. Now the Tema Kivin Dolo Chazi, they also, I might have thought that since Yisrael's not allowed to have Truma, it's going to be Asr. That's why it has told me that since it's right for a Kohen, that's good enough. Udumai, we said, Demai, you're also allowed to move and it's not Muktzah. Demai, hello, Chazile. Why isn't Demai Muktzah? You're not allowed to eat Demai. Because if you want, you could just be Mafke, everything you own, and you'll become an Ani. And Aniyim are allowed to eat Demai. Sashnami Chazile. We view it as something that is Rotwe and is not Muktzah. Ditnan, Machil, Nasanim, Demai, Vasachfanya, Demai. You're allowed to feed Aniyim, Demai, and you're allowed to feed guests. This is actually Machoz V'Sham B'Silel, but we pass on like B'Silel that you're allowed to feed an Ani or a guest Demai. Well, my Sarishan Shnut the Trumasu, we said you're also allowed to move my Sarishan whose Trumas Meiser was taken from it. So if you have Peros that grow in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be Mafresh Truma Gedola, give that to a Kohen, that's 1/50th on average, and then from what's remaining, you take 10% and you give it to the Levi, and from that Meister Rishon, the Levi takes 10% of that, and that's called Trumas Meister. Before Trumas Meister is taken, the Peros are still considered Tevel, and they're Asaba Achila. Meister Rishon, before you take Trumas Meister, it's also the Meister Rishon is Tevel. Truma Gedola and Trumas Meister can only be eaten by Kohanim. A non-Kohen is not allowed to eat them, but Meister Rishon could even be eaten by Yisrael. It's just that it's Mamono Shalevi. It's just that it belongs to the Levi, but the Levi could share it with whoever he wants. So the Gemara understands right now that Nitzos Trumaso means that from the Meiser Rishon, the Trumas Meiser was taken, that the Levi had given to the Kohen, and certainly the Truma Gedola was also taken from it. So says Gemara Pshita. So isn't it obvious that it's not going to be Muktzah, that if it's Mutzah Ba'achili, you've taken everything you need to? So Lotzricha Shekhtima Bashibolim. Now the case is you will mafresh Meiser Rishon before you ever took Truma Gedola. Before you ever did the miruach to make it chayiv in Truma Gedola, minadin, you're really supposed to be mafresh Truma Gedola first and then meiser. So if you take meiser before Truma, you get malchus. But that's only when it's mismareach, when the piles of grain have been smoothed out already. But if you take meiser before Truma Gedola, when it's still b'shibolim, when it's still in its sheaves, so then you don't get malchus. So our Mishnah is talking about a case that while it was still b'shibolim, it was still in its piles, and they haven't been smoothed out yet, the Yisrael took gave Meiser the Levi before the Afrashas Truma Gedola. The Nitla Himenu Trumas Meiser, and then he took Trumas Meiser from that Meiser Rishon. The long Nitla Himenu Truma Gedola, but Truma Gedola was still not taken. The Chiyazam Rav Yevav Amar Shlakish Meiser Rishon Shekdim Bishibolin Patim Truma Gedola. That the Meiser Rishon that you took before the pile was smoothed out is going to be possible from Truma Gedola. Shem Avari Mosim Menu Trumas Hashem Maaser Mina Meiser. Meiser Mina Meiser Michael Chavala Truma Gedola Trumas Meiser Mina Meiser. That you take Meiser from the Meiser, but you do not take Truma Gedola and Truma Meiser from the Meiser. So I'm going to talk about Yahachi. Is that true that the Torah tells you you don't have to take Truma Gedola from Meiser? Afilu Gdimu Bakri Nami Lifter. Then even after the piles have already been smoothed out, you should also be potter from the Truma Gedola. Amalei Alech Amakra Mikol Mat Nosechem Tarimu. That's why there's another pasuk that says Mikol Mat Nosechem Tarimu. So Mari Isa, how do I know that the pasuk that exempts is talking about when you took it while it was still the Shibolim, and the pasuk that's Mechayiv the Meiser Rishon Truma is talking about after the Miruach Hayidgan VaHayloidgan? Because in the case where there was already Miruach Akri, it had already become Dagan. But in the case where there was not Miruach Akri, it had not yet become Dagan. Well, Meiser Sheni, and if you have Meiser Sheni and Hektish that were redeemed, you're allowed to move them out of the way because they are not Muktzah. So says Mar Pshita, isn't that obvious that Meiser Sheni and Hektish that were redeemed are not Muktzah? Why does the Mishnah have to tell it to me? So Lotzricha, Nosan as a Keren, Velo Nosan as a Chomesh. Because the case is, you didn't do it properly. You did redeem it for money, but you gave the exact value. You didn't add a Chomesh like you're supposed to when you redeemed it. V'ha Kamash Velo Ndein Chomesh Ma'akev. So it's actually telling me a great Chiddush that Chomesh is not Ma'akev, that it still counts as if it's redeemed. Now, Tarmas HaYavesh, and Tarmas HaYavesh, which is good for goat food, is not Muktzah. So, Dafka Yavesh, that's only if it's dry, Avalach, but if it's moist goat food, lo. My time, look, even the Mari, lo achra, because if it's moist, it's very bitter, and the goat will not eat it. Avalos HaTevel, we said, you're not allowed to move Tevel, because Tevel is Muktzah. So, Zemar Pshita, lo tzricha, but Tevel, Tevel, Midrabanan, she zaru ba'atzat sheinu nakuv. Now, it's Chiddush, because it's only Tevel on a Drabanan level, because it was planted in an atzit sheinu nakuv, in a non-punctured flower pot. Velo Meiser Rishon, we said, you're not allowed to move Meiser Rishon, that Shumas Meiser was not taken from it, because that's Muktzah. So, of course, Muktzah, it's Tevel. Now, we're talking about that you took the Meiser Rishon before you took the Truma Gedola. So Meiser was taken, Trumas Meiser was taken from it, but Truma Gedola was not taken from it. So I might have thought that like Rapabba said to Abai, that we should pass it from Truma Gedola, and the Meiser is going to be Mutzah V'Achila, and it's not Muktzah, Kamash Malan, Kedushani Le'Abaye. Therefore, it's telling us that we pass it like Abaye responded back to Rapabba, that the Levi has to give Truma Gedola to the Kohen from the Meiser Rishon, as long as and so long as he's not, it's still considered Tevel, and it's therefore Muktzah. But also Meiser Sheni, we also said that Meiser Sheni and Hektish that you never redeemed for money, you're also not allowed to move because it's Muktzah. So Pshita, of course it's Muktzah, it has no use. So Lutzricha, Beniftu, Velo Niftu, Kilchasan. Now the case is you weren't posed it properly. Meiser Shepto, El Gabi Asimon, Zrachman, Avetzata, Kesvi Adecha, Tavashish Botzura. A case would be where you were posed the Meiser for a coin that didn't have an image on it, where the halacha is that the Meiser Sheni can only be niftes on a coin that has an image on it, and Hektish Shechul El Gabi Karka. The Hektish is a case where you were poded it on Karka, where the halacha is that doesn't count. Rachmana Amar V'Nasata Kesef Bekamlo, that you have to be poded Hektish on Kesef, but being poded Hektish on Karka doesn't work as a proper pidyon. Okay, so we'll stop there, and we'll pick up next time Bez Hashem with the low as Haluf.